Kevin was beginning to get concerned. There was something going on. He could feel it inside. He punched Keys on his portable, a gift from the Mohegan Sun, and searched through the memory files for Kiana's number. She was the one who had sent the email. And if there really was something going on, she would probably be the easiest to crack. He found her number and activated the automatic dial. There were three rings on the other end of the line, then Kiana's voice. "Fisher, Michael's in. I haven't reached Brian yet." "Kiana?" Kevin broke in. His face was burning. There was definitely something going on. The whole fucking team was on the phone. "Oh, Kevin, I thought you were Fisher. Listen, I'm kind of tied up right now."
"No way," Kevin shot back. "I want to know what the hell is going on. Why did you ask Dylan for the player records? And what's this about a trip to Vegas next weekend?"
There was a long pause on the other end. Then Kiana answered quietly. "I think you better talk to Fisher. Fisher is a bit tied up himself."
"Listen, Kiana, I have a right to know what's going on. I'm part of this team, aren't I?"
His anger was rising. Part of the team? He was one of the big players. He had proved himself over years of play.
"Kevin," Kiana finally responded, "Fisher and Martinez are starting a new team. I don't think it's anything personal. They just want to make some changes."
Kevin hung up the phone. His head was throbbing. 2 weeks ago, sitting in Mickey's living room, he had thought about quitting card counting. But this wasn't quitting. This was being thrown out. Of his own goddamn team. He dialed Fisher's number and got the voicemail again. He hit the redial with his thumb and got a busy signal. Then he hit it again. And again. And again. Fisher finally picked up on the sixth redial. His voice sounded rushed. "Kevin, I can't talk right now."
"But you're going to, Fisher, because I deserve an answer. Are you kicking me off the team?"
Fisher coughed. Kevin noticed that his words seemed pained. Probably not because the talk was difficult emotionally, but because there was something physically wrong with his mouth.
"Not exactly. We're restructuring. You know, we've been having some problems lately. Martinez and I think it's time to reposition ourselves, take things a little more seriously."
Kevin squeezed the phone.
"You think I don't take things seriously?"
"Frankly, no. Come on, Kev, this is a hobby to you. This is our livelihood. You've never been willing to commit to this 100%, and now we've learned that anything less is dangerous."
Kevin wondered if he understood Fisher correctly.
"Are you accusing me of something?"
"Of course not. But I no longer want to play with anyone who isn't in this all the way. I've sacrificed everything for this team. I don't have anything else in my life that matters. Can you say the same?"
Kevin sat there silent.
Did Fisher have a point?
Kevin did see card counting as a side passion, not as his only reason for living.
But that didn't mean he hadn't sacrificed for the game. And it sure as hell didn't mean he had done anything to endanger them.
He began to wonder if there wasn't more to it. He remembered how eager Fisher was to cut Mickey out of the team, because it gave him a chance to make more money.
"This isn't right, Fisher. Cutting me out behind my back.
It's not personal.
Like hell it's not," Kevin said, growing angrier. "If you wanted a bigger share of the investment pie, you could have simply told me. If you felt I wasn't spending enough time in the planning stages or giving enough weekends to the team, I would have made some adjustments."
"I don't want adjustments," Fisher said. "I want to run the team my way, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Kevin, you said yourself that you wanted to slow things down a bit, take some time to think things through. Well, now you've got all the time you need."
The phone went dead. Kevin slammed it down onto the couch.